For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast and Trash Talk TV, of course. And here I am with my gorgeous, talented little bestie, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie.
What's going on, baby? I'm doing good.
Just riding the high of Vanderpump Rules Gay Pride celebrations.
Oh, my God. So my cousin Jen is in town staying with me, and we were cracking up. We watched this at, like, midnight after the Rose Pricks thing, at the Rose Pricks recording. We were dying laughing, and then I erased my notes somehow, which is really stupid. Yeah. So I will be going off my little friend Ben's notes today. So yeah. God knows what I'm going to find in here. I'm going to steal all of your jokes one by sir.
It's okay. It's going to be an adventure. This happened when we had to do an episode of Real Housewives of Orange County reunion this past season. Or maybe it was the Iceland trip. It doesn't matter. One of them, my notes fully got erased, except it wasn't my fault. It was my Macintosh's fault. It got confused by my notes app that I was using, and I just erased them fully, and there was no command Z. It was like the cloud swept in and blew everything away. Yeah,
well, I'm so guessing that this is 5,000,000% my fault, because I can't imagine my computer just being like, it's not about the pasta, it's not about the pasta, it's not about the pasta, and just deleting all of my notes. Like, my computer is not going to stand up for that hoe. Okay.
You're so generous to suggest that James pronounces pasta like pasta instead of pasta.
Pasta.
It's not about the pasta.
Well, he keeps changing his accent. I don't know. I mean, I know he's really from where he says, but, you know, he goes in and out of those accents. He's like, it's not about the pasta. It's not about the pasta. It's not about the pester. I'm like, are you talking about pesto pasta?
It's the influence of Raquel.
Is Raquel pestering you with pastas? Like, what is happening over there, sir?
She's making me more continental. So, wow. Yeah, it was super
just
fun
like a
episode.
Breakfast.
Super fun episode. Also, watchacrappens.com to buy your tickets to Houston and to Detroit. I think we're starting to get to the final stretch with Houston tickets, sort of. So that's exciting. Yeah, watchacrappens.com to see us in a city near you. And if your city has not been announced yet, well, don't worry. Maybe it will be. So just stay tuned.
Yes, we're loving those live shows. We're going to have so much fun. Also, this week's schedule for Watch What Crappens is a little bit different. We're going to be doing Beverly Hills tomorrow, as usual. And then Thursday, we're going to be throwing in Summer House, because that just started back up. And then Friday, we're going to do Real Housewives of New Jersey, which means Top Chef and Married to Medicine will both be kind of talked about, I guess, in the bonus. Is that what we say?
Yeah. And of course, while we have this logjam of episodes, Top Chef gives us Restaurant Wars, which is like their signature episode of the year, of the season, is happening this week. But that's okay. We will wedge it all in somehow, somewhere. Just stay tuned. We will just and spread the word too, because people don't listen to every single episode. So what happens is we get these frantic messages on Twitter and on Instagram being like, where's this recap? Where's that recap? So if you see someone who looks like they're about to have a meltdown, just let them know.
Yeah, we didn't give up on Top Chef forever. We'll be back to you, Top Chef. Did you mean to make a terrible restaurant?
Did you mean to have your boners show through your skeleton uniform? We're gonna have this. Last week's Top Chef is gonna be on the bonus episode that goes up today. So see, it all comes together in a
See,
big
it's all
twisted
full
pretzel.
circled. So let's get into it. It's a Pride Parade episode. Now, this year was different in the Pride. Things were different with our Pride Parade here in West Hollywood. Instead of having the traditional gays march around with floats, we did a resist march because Trump had just taken office. So people walked around with a lot of pussy signs. And it was very fun for me. I mean, those signs were some funny shit. But the Pride is a little bit different this year. And so Sir decides that they're going to do like hippie costumes for Pride. Why? I don't know. Free
They do.
love, darling.
Yeah, some sort of like flower power thing. And so the episode opens up with we see a woman named Alina, who is the stylist, and we hear Natalie saying, "Oh, what did you bring?" And Alina's like, "I made this more fabric." And Sassy's just looking at them, just like, ew. Ew. This is the year that I get put in charge of the Sir costumes, and this is what you give me? Like, poke me in the eyes with a miniature pitchfork for a little child, a Playmobil pitchfork. Ew.
Yeah, she's like, because it's like a bikini top or something. It looks like hippies and bikini tops. I don't know what was
It was
going on, but
awful.
she's like, it has pink in it. That's what Lisa likes. So this is what we do. And she's like, this is disgusting. Where are the pirate collars? How are people supposed to wear bikinis without pirate collars? Like, this is like not pirate AF. Okay, blah.
Have you thought about a Steve Jobs look maybe for Pride? No. No.
Lisa's like, we want this party to be about spreading the love. No offense, Brittany, darling, wherever you may be. Whichever Kentucky Fried Chicken Brittany's at, please forward my apologies to the
Brittany,
facts.
put down that cream cheese. Spreading the love doesn't have to be so literal.
Flower power. For example, have I taught you how to bend the petals of the flower down so it looks like the flower could die beautifully at any moment. All right.
Just ask Rocio number three about it. I just taught her. So,
She looks just like Rocio number two, but with Pandy's old glasses.
So Lisa needs all the hands she can get for Pride, even if they are Stassi's grubby little mitts. Get it?
That's why I wear pirate sleeves. That's so cold, Lisa.
So
So she's like, don't torture Lala and Sheena with the most terrible outfits, you nasty little girl. You're giving them trash bags, aren't you, darling?
yeah, because basically, like most of the outfits were these disgusting, puke-looking, free love, hippie, whatever thingies. And then there were like two skimpy gray ones that just looked terrible in different ways. And they were apparently super small. So Stassi's like, oh, we can give them to Lala and Sheena because they have small boobs. So let's give them to that. And Lisa's basically like, I know what you're doing. You're giving them something skimpy. Make them look like sluts, basically.
And she's like, I'm not wearing anything skimpy, that's for sure, because I'm gonna rob a ship that passes in the night and take all of their gold and close one of my eyes and say arg. And also I have scars from a boob reduction. And Vanderpump's like, a boob reduction? That's a first. Please send me the video. I'll pay you $800 not to post it on the Snapper Chatter.
Yeah, and Stassi whoops out this photo. I guess it was like mid-surgery, while one boob had been reduced and the other one had not been reduced. It sort of just looked like the sweet potato section of the produce aisle.
It's like a sweet potato hit Alexis Bellino in two different faces. Bless
Just a
her
pile of
heart.
yams.
Smella, that's why you don't get that shit done on Groupon, you guys. Don't say I never taught you nothing, okay? So then we skip over. Oh, I have to say one thing. Did you notice a thing's coming in from my memory of my notes? When Stassi's like, usually Diana's in charge. Like, Diana's in charge of AF, but this year it's my job. And then they just show Diana looking at her like,
Natalie,
Are you,
if you will.
Natalie, oh, I
I
hope
know
you're
you can't get
enjoying
you
it.
can't.
Well, what happened to goddamn Diana? It's like she just put a clone in place and then just changed her name. She's like, I want to be somebody new now.
No, Diana's lingering in the shadows. Diana's young, Natalie is older.
Well, way to age shame Natalie, sir.
This is basic sir personnel, okay? Natalie and Guillermo are married. Natalie looks, Diana looks like Natalie, and they both have European accents, but they're different European accents and they're different ages. And Diana does not have as much power. I think Diana is basically at the same level as Peter, but Diana does not like to stay, she does not get in the mix as much as Peter does.
Well, I think because she was told to eat a dick that time by Kristen. So
Yeah.
she's like, I will stay behind the hostess stand down below Billy Lee's knees until the cameras are gone. Okay, how about that?
I monitor all croissants that Chef Joe make today.
I wonder if Diana hates Stassi's taking over the bikini situation as much as the other one does.
They
We
probably both do.
may not be twins, but we have twin hatred for this bikini situation.
Our plan was to have them dress as sailors this year. Oh well. They're not even
Oh, we'll
German.
get to that.
Yeah.
So the bras are going
The
to
bros.
Reiki.
Yeah, with Kelsey Patel. Kelsey Patel is leading the Reiki. It's basically both the Toms, Jax, and Peter. And this is like Peter's storyline for the season. He's like, I love Reiki. I have all my chakras in a line.
You're still a host at a restaurant, so maybe try the secret next.
Maybe he calls his waiters and waiters. Maybe that's just what he calls the line cooks, chakras. They're literally in line.
Joe's like, don't tell me to be in line. I tell you when I'm in line. So Peter is, I feel bad for Peter because he's like so cute and nice and stuff, and he's kind of the background. He's like the under five of the show, you know?
Yeah.
And so when they need him to come on camera to do a diary room session, they're like, just come from the host stand, Peter. It's like he's in his same suit. He's like, okay, well, I guess I'll take off from actual work and like come sit
Yeah.
here. It's like, this
And talk
sucks.
about Reiki. Great. I mean, I've only directed a science fiction masterpiece, but sure, I'll talk to you about Reiki. I mean, that's the least interesting thing I'm doing. I'm just trying to get this into Sundance. It could help me a little bit. Oh, Reiki, you want to talk about Reiki? Okay, fine, fine, fine.
Ricky really helped me with my first film edit. You're cutting me off? Okay. Well, I'll just end with Reiki. Should we do that again?
I actually named the villain in my movie after Reiki. His name was Reikiorus
They just cut it to,
Rex.
I named Reiki. They're like, no, Peter, you're not saying more than that, okay?
Eileen Davidson's gonna star in it. We got a slot at the Burbank Film Festival.
We've got a bath mat outside for her to walk on. So,
So then
yes.
Jax, meanwhile, thought that Reiki actually involved raking. He thought
Well, even
it was
worse,
like
he,
the
yeah, the little thing from Brookstone.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna finish. I'm so
No,
sorry.
I had nothing else. I just
No,
was
he
gonna say
thought
that
it. He's
it.
like, I thought Reiki was one of those little things from Brookstone where you like it has sand in it, and then you rake the sand and the pebbles. I'm like, you're getting all of your Brookstone shit confused, okay? Just keep your hands off the Brookstone shit. You know that's out there for everybody to play with. Do you know how many people probably are walking around with pink eye because they played with the goddamn Reiki set in a Brookstone,
Especially
Jax?
after Jax played with it.
Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
I don't want to have anything that Jax played with at a Brookstone or a sharper
Reiki.
image. Yeah.
Reiki, the ground zero of the new flu virus that's going around. The new flu herpes hybrid virus that's going around.
From here on out, I'm only going to buy from Hemmer or Schlemmer. If I want to spend thousands of dollars on like something that massages like an elbow joint.
And then
Like a
breaks in a
little,
month.
yeah, it's like a self-raking Reiki set.
They're like, you
Doesn't
have to
mix.
charge it with a multi-microchip set. It's like, what? Can this just work with micro USB, please? That would be great, Brookstone. It's like, it
Yeah.
costs $9,000. Okay, make an effort.
Yeah, $10,000 so you can have a floating Zen rake that you can put in your pool, and no matter what you do, it does not flip over because it's got gyroscopic technology. It's only $10,000. It's perfect for when you need to like have a Zen moment in the pool.
Well, I guess it's what people do to like apologize for cheating because that's what's happening. So
Yeah.
the girl is like, so tell me what's in your head. I was like, oh God. While we're
That's
talking
not
about Brookstone products,
Yeah.
that magnetic mud that you can play around with and make different shapes.
I think it's a big ask. I think it's a big ask to tell these guys, tell me about your mind. You know, it's gonna be a short answer.
Yeah. And he starts to cry. Tell me about your mind. I think it's called the aftercoat cry because he's like, Wah! And she goes, are you willing to feel afraid? Kelsey, are you willing to do your roots? You're on TV for the first time. You just got to say your full name and you get lines, and you have black roots coming in under your red hair. Come on, make an effort, Kelsey.
Ronnie, I feel like you are projecting your Reiki insecurities onto Kelsey, and she's just trying to get Jax to open up a little bit about what's going on in his life, you know?
Yeah, I know. You know what? No one has asked Jax how he's doing.
Yeah, that's what he is. Yeah, Jax is like, you know, after the whole cheating thing with Brittany, no one asked me how I'm doing. It's like, we know how you're doing. You have a boner. You're lying. You got morning wood in your meditation.
She's like, you know what you need to do? You need to give yourself, you need to like care more about yourself. Yeah, that's what Jax needs. That's Jax's problem. He just doesn't care enough about his own feelings.
By the way, did you notice that during this, Tom Sandoval had shrouded himself in a blanket like Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi? So some Obi-Wan, Kenobi. Like, I don't remember.
You want to know what's in my head?
The Force. Oh, sorry, dude. Peter, I didn't mean to bring up any sci-fi stuff in front of you.
He's floating on a blanket.
So, Jax has feelings. Anybody notice me up here floating like motherfucking yoga or Yoda? That would be great.
I'm not actually even here. This is just a pure illusion. Anyway, I'm going to go dissolve into space.
Reiki sand, Reiki does. Anybody? Anybody?
I did notice that he had on like a full face of Claire. What's her name? Clea Duvall. Yeah, he had like a full face of Clea Duvall makeup on.
He's like, I did my eyebrows for Reiki.
Like, dude, what do we get to watch TV? Oh, Tom, this is Reiki, not Roku.
I wanted to see that little TV dance at the beginning.
Like, bloom, 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 bloom.
When do we hear the timpanis? That's TiVo. Bong, bong.
Really, this felt really good. It makes me want to go do a pool TV.
Like, that's just another TV set box.
Damn it! I thought I was going to do some yoga type shit.
My mind is dulled. So,
my mind is dulled.
Tom Schwartz, by the way, his issue is like, Bubba Reiki, I don't know, I've just been getting too drunk lately. And she's like, I want you to write down ownership. That's what got me nervous in the first place. I own a bar.
I own 3% of a bar. It hurts. Yeah, she's like, yeah, I'm just like really stressed because, you know, like it's hard. She goes, because you're not taking ownership of your shit. He's like, oh my God, you see me. Or she has a fucking DVR, dude. Come on.
Or she could just look at you. She could just look at you.
You smell like yesterday.
Even Mbele could have figured that out. So Jax is like having his pseudo breakthrough. And Kelsey's like, can you give me a hug? You know, he's like, is that it? Can we like go any further than that? Or
yeah, like... Tom's like,
he's got a total boner right now.
And Jax is like, whoa, someone telling me nothing is my fault and just like hugging me and being nice to me for no reason. This girl is one ham sandwich away from having my penis inside of her. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. She'll be a full cast member next year.
No, not until she gets those roots done. This show ain't messing around, okay? You can show up to a job interview in your underwear, but you show up with roots like that, Lisa's going to be like, get some underwear.
I didn't even notice the roots. I guess I was just really overwhelmed by the Reiki-ness of it. I wonder if it was in Van Nuys, Ronnie. Like, Reiki's on Van Nuys? That's a little local joke.
Sorry, that took me a minute.
That's a local joke for people. And so there's a car dealership here that goes, their commercial goes, keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys. It's the worst.
Vanderpump's like, you're hired, Reiki Lake.
I used to love Go Reiki, Go Reiki, Go Reiki, Go Reiki.
All that in a bag of chips.
You were wonderful in Hairspray's The Awkward Fat Girl. Danced around with her mother.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think of Reiki puns and I just, I'm stalling out.
I wasn't in Hairspray. Well, you need some. And some hair bleach. Call me when you're done, Reiki. Reiki River, what a star.
So, I like that your next note says
Reiki Leota. I was like, I finally remembered a Ray.
Last night we were at a restaurant. I was gonna laugh at this because your next note says Lala, Brittany, and Sheena at some place. It's like, are you busy in the donut shop there, officer?
We're like, here's what I saw. They pulled up to a stop or something. They were stopping for somebody. Then they got I think it was a car. Maybe it was a van. Who cares? You got Boston creams.
Yeah, it was it was Lala, Brittany, Sheena, and also Ariana. They go to a spa, and Lala's like, everything I do is preventative. I don't want to have wrinkles on my face. And they cut to her scratching her face so much that it has turned red. I'm like, girl, you gotta work on some other things there then.
Yeah, poor thing. She's
good,
like,
good scratch shame. I just scratch shamed you, Lala. Ha.
Yeah, take look that.
At
us.
Look at that seething, scratching shame that you must be feeling right now.
It is awkward, though, because she's like, everything is preventative. I'm like, preventative? You look crazy right now. What are you talking about? She scratched herself. She's got red splotches all over her face. And then she's like, I've put Vaseline on my face since I was 11 because, you know, that's what my mama said. Keep your eyes. And I was like, that's petroleum. That's not good to put on your eyes every day. I don't know who told you that, but your mama needs some help.
That's like some old school, isn't that like some pageantry stuff? Or is that like Vaseline on the teeth so you smile?
I mean, I could come up with so many Vaseline things, but they're all gross, and I feel like they all lead to some kind of skin cancer. Yeah. So Brittany's like, you guys, speaking of preventitis, Jax has learned to rake. He's been raking. It shows he's making a difference.
You're like, you don't have a front yard or a backyard. Okay.
And Ricky is actually, you know, Jack's getting a boner by some like new age chick. Like,
well, he's making an effort.
How's that's going all to I wanted. And obviously not to cheat on me. I don't think effort counts in this situation.
They literally just laid there. So it's like the least amount of effort you could ever make in any kind of exercise class ever, which I'm not against, by the way.
Yeah.
It sounds good to me.
That was Reiki was the smallest amount of effort. You were absolutely right. They were just like laid on a pillow and maybe put a blanket on.
Yeah, they laid there and hugged a girl with roots. Like, that's all they did.
Yeah, exactly.
But poor
Brittany, though. She probably thinks that Jax is literally like sitting on the couch and using a rake to pull a ham sandwich over from the table. Like, look, that's resourcefulness. I like that.
Well, Jax has finally started watching Rake With Me on Amazon Prime.
I think Rake that's what me? That show's on. There's a show called Rake. It's like there's an old old alcoholic detective who's just done with the force, but they pull him back in. He just can't quit. Rake.
I like that Jax is taking an interest in dinosaurs. No, that's Tyrannosaurus Rex, not Reiki. Tyrannosaurus Reiki, yeah.
So Sheena, of course, is like, oh my god, you know what I'm sick of talking about? Raking. Also, how like Katie is telling everybody that I'm like Rabbit's like cheating, like he kissed some girl, like Toko Madero, and all stuff, and I'm really sick of everybody talking about it. It's really starting to hurt my feelings. I have to talk about it one more goddamn second. Like, she keeps bringing it up everywhere they go.
Yeah, every single time. And they're like, whoa, chill. And Ariana's like, I mean, listen, they got to talk about it. I mean, what else are they going to talk about? Statement necklaces. Am I right, everyone? She's like, high five. High five. Statement
She's
necklace
like,
burn.
Just killed the game. I just killed it right now. Cheers.
Killing the game right now. Anyway, I'll be back next week on the show. Bye, everyone.
I would like to read from my journal now. So Sheena just starts spiraling, and she's like, oh my god, you know what, I'm sick of being raking across the coals. Brittany's like, I thought we weren't talking about raking anymore. It's like, honey, it's not the same thing, because, like, that's your husband who is caught, like, you know, doing something to somebody else at a place called, like, Bungalow. You know, it wasn't like, I mean, that was your husband. This was my boyfriend. That was, like, a bungalow. This is, like, Tucker Madero.
That's your, honey. Honey, that's your husband, not my boyfriend. My boyfriend doesn't make out, not even with me. So, like, obviously your rumor is wrong because, like, if this person were making out with someone, it could clearly not be Rob because he doesn't like to kiss me, okay? So obviously we're happy.
He won't kiss me, so what other proof do you need that we're happy? Okay, guys.
You look at my face. Look at my face. Is my smile there? Is my smile there? Oh, my God. My smile's gone.
By the way, I've been meaning to ask people, have you seen my smile? Missing my smile.
I think I'll have one of each of my prime smiles.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth? I wouldn't know because I can't find my smile.
She goes,
I told Rob about the Tucker Madero thing, and like her reaction was just like emojiing back and forth.
That was last week. This time she was like, I told Robin, his reaction was just laughing. Just laughing. Okay, yeah.
But, you know, he was, like, laughing in that way where he's pulling away. You know when people do that? They're like, and then they're like, ah, and they're, like, pulling away at the same time. You're like, where are you going? Is someone pulling you? Is it me? Am I pushing you? Give me back my smile!
Yeah, we have one of those moments where, like, someone's pulling away, but you're like, are they pulling away or am I moving? Is it me moving or are they moving? You know? Like, you're ever in, like, a train, you're sitting still, and, like, you're just, like, waiting to move, and then another train goes by, and you're like, is that train the one that's moving? Or is it my train the one that's moving? So I'm like, am I pulling away or maybe Rob's pulling away? I don't know.
Is the world moving or am I?
If I take 5 steps, am I going 5 steps faster than the world?
Oh, I'm sorry to snort. So then we get to this weird thing where...
It's La La Land.
I didn't get that it was La La Land. Did you?
Oh, immediately. I was like, oh God, they're doing La La Land.
I thought they were doing the Jets and the Sharks from West Side Story because I'm old, okay? They're like, let's snap. Like da 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 da. I was like, "Wow, they snap like white people." It's just like West Side Story. Da 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 da. Smile, 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 smile.
I want to be in. Oh God, I was gonna try to make a pun on that song, but I couldn't remember where they actually.
I want to be in America.
I want to be in Tacoma era.
We haven't had a pasta special in so long.
I want to go to Mixology 101.
It's such a lion seabass group. It's such a lion seabass gang versus a regular seabass gang. Watch out!
When you're a Sheena till the end from your first trying day. Well, how's it go again?
Tony hates kissing Maria.
Maria? Sheena? I just kissed a beautiful girl named Sheena.
Well, at least the back of her arm, because that's all I could reach.
I wrote that song for Rob to sing about me.
Unfortunately, he's like not even into singing to me, so they killed that one.
So the girls are doing La La Land. They're in like bright colors, which we have a discussion about primary colors and what those are. And I don't know. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. And primary colors are red, yellow, and blue. And then secondary colors are things like orange, green, and purple. And so Stassi's like, what are they again? And she finally remembers that green is the one that's not primary. And then they cut to it and Katie's the one in green. I was like, oh, poor Katie's not primary, she's the secondary one in this group. Even Brittany got ahead.
Even Kristen, and all she gets to do is go it's like all she does. But she does. Imagine her doing that with a shrug. She's like, do I think James has been to the pee-pee pond? Buh. So they're like La La Land, and I thought it was funny that they're paying tribute to La La Land when they all hate fucking Lala.
Yeah.
Lala's exactly. Just like winning, just like I'm with my mama. Winning. Lala's winning. Yeah. Winning my mama.
You would think that they would at least invite her to her own movie, but no.
She's like, of course I'm dating a producer. I won Best Picture. You're gonna say that's because I'm fucking a fat guy? I didn't think so.
It's Meland. So they're up there. They're watching it on like a rooftop of the Montalbano Theater. And Katie's like, I have to work with Sheena this weekend. It's just like annoying because, like, you know, it's just blah 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 blah. And then you know, while Katie's talking about why she's not looking forward to working with Sheena because they obviously have a beef at the moment, we cut to a flashback to the previous night, and you just see Sheena talking to Kristen, and Sheena's just like, Katie chose to deflect her own husband making out with a girl just to make it a thing that didn't happen. And it's just like, how many things you have to deflect? Because it's like I have a thing and I can't find my smile, but just because I can't find my smile doesn't mean that you have to find my smile for me, because I want to find it on my own. Because if I don't find it on my own, then Rob can't find it. If Rob can't find it, then, like, I don't know. It's just like a lot of deflection from Katie, because she's the one who's unhappy and has no smile. Like, I don't even know if she has a frown. Like, does she have a mouth? I've only seen eyeballs on her.
I haven't seen somebody deflect that hard since I threw some keys at James and he, like, ducked.
Like, I got my keys.
I lost my smile and my keys.
I can't start my car with either my smile or my keys because I lost them both.
Hello, dog park people. I've got the keys to Sheena's smile. Sheena's smile. Anyone? Anyone? Oh, so stupid. So, first of all, like, it's fun talking, it's fun listening to Sheena say deflect a lot, but, babe, you started it, okay? I don't even like Katie. You started it, Sheena. Brittany's like, Taco Madeira, is that a new flavor? It's like, okay, Brittany, calm down over there.
It's just kind of funny because I've looked in Taco Madeira and in Bungalow and I still can't find my smile.
I'm going to get a Taco Madeira, but also I'm going to get a cool ranch shell just in case I don't like it.
Focus. Could you please focus?
I don't know. How does a Taco Madeira fit on my head? No, that's a sombrero, not a Taco Madeira.
Now, you know that Brittany's really made it in this world because she's a little girl from Arkansas who's, you know, watching La La Land in Kentucky, odd colors yeah. with, oh yeah, Kentucky, and odd colors on a roof, you know, with some waiters. And then a waiter comes up to her and he's trying to, like, get back to Kentucky with her.
Yeah.
It's like a whole Southwest, you know, Airlines flight of romance. Full circle.
Well, I thought you were really going to go in on this guy because he comes over with shots for these women and then he just sort of lingers there. He's just like, I have been contractually obligated to stand here for an extra 5 seconds. That way everyone can see that it's rooftop at the Mont Blanc on my t-shirt. So they're like, oh, so where are you from? He's like, I'm Chris. I've been to Kentucky before. And she's like, I'm from Winchester. He's like, I've been to Winchester. Oh, my God.
Katie's, Kristen's like, oh, my God. Finally, now she understands she can move on. I'm like, now that the waiter who's, like, literally taking your shots at the table is yeah. trying to get in her Kentucky pants, I don't think she's ready to say that yet.
Man. Yeah, how about stay away from bartenders and waiters?
Let's how about like, move away from different. Roofs, just in general?
Yeah, stay away from the roof. Stay away from the Reiki.
Jax went to Reiki, y'all. That makes me really said. Serious.
They're like, serious about what? What's Reiki?
I don't know. There's no leaves in the living room. I know that much.
She won't give it up. I'm never giving up my Reiki joke, okay?
Is Reiki that thing that gay people do when they hang out? No, that's Kiki.
Is Reiki? Those are the chosen people.
It's like, is Reiki.
I'm afraid to go to Runyon Canyon because of all those Reiki snakes.
That's rattle. It's just. So Stas is like, all right, Brittany, listen up, AF. Okay, Jax is going to beg. He's gonna cry. He's gonna bend. He'll say all these things, just to have you come back again. And then he's gonna hurt you all over again. And Brittany goes, but at least he's willing to do it. Like, he's willing, like, good for him for willing to go through the motions of, like, saying what you need to hear before he hurts you again.
Yeah.
That's a man right there. You know, it takes a real man to admit he's wrong when you force him to. You know what I mean, girls? Rakes.
And they're like, okay. She's like,
if Rake can't admit when he's wrong, I'll tell you that much. I'm only on episode 4.
You know, one of the reasons why I was attracted to Jax is someone said he's a rakish good man. I'm like, no, that's rakish. Rakish. Rakish man. How many rake puns do you think we can make by the end of the episode?
I feel like I'm out.
A little challenging. My brain is really not working at full speed today. And the fact that today's challenge is Reiki puns, I'm up for it, but it's a challenge. It is a challenge.
Now I'm just going to try and get him to stop doing the wakey reiki.
Yeah, you see, I'm out. I'm totally out. I'm totally dry. Speaking of, Kristen. No, just kidding. There's no Kristen out here, but Stassi tells us, never in the history of Jax's 30 AF years AF of living AF has he ever broken up with a girl AF friend. Okay? They always break up with him.
Yeah.
Which exactly. is not true. He dumped that girl outside of the AA meeting.
Yeah, Lorelai.
In front of the Krispy Krust.
That's right, Lorelai. After he found out that Lorelai used to be like a meth head, he's like, whoa.
The only reason he cared is because she never shared.
Yeah.
So Lala, well, I mean, he just cried in Reiki,
shared,
so.
After he shared so much with her, so much, mm-hmm. so many diseases, and like, she just could not open up also. Hmm. So
you're
now,
making me
like,
real sore, Jax.
So now, really, the one of the marquee, not to be confused with Reiki, marquee scenes of the episode. Lala, Logan, and James go to Sweet Chick, and which is a restaurant on Fairfax, in case anyone wants to go and follow in the footsteps of the scene. And for those of you who don't remember, Logan is James's best friend, and he's also a gay.
He's basically turning into either Siegfried or Roy. Take your pick. I don't know how he's aging this quickly, but he started out this season 22, and he is now like a 47-year-old man in Palm Springs with severe sun damage and possible lion fetish.
He will soon be sitting streetside at Cafe Etoile in West Hollywood having, you know, some salmon filet and watching the young boys walk by, because that's where all the old queens go in West Hollywood. They go to that restaurant.
He's so, going to be hanging at the Gold Coast very soon. He's probably got his own bench there.
Yeah, exactly. And he's gonna like tuck in his shirt weirdly into his jeans. It'll be like, doesn't quite work. So he will. So so the three of them sit down, and James looks at the drink menu. He's like, oh, look, listen how gangster this sounds. Gin and Welch's grape soda. It's like, you know, scissor, except with gin instead and grape soda. That's so gangster. I'm like T.I., except I'm more like J.K., James Kennedy.
I'm like T.O. dot dot James Kennedy. You're wonderful at rap. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
If I ever had a bar, I would have a cocktail called You're Wonderful at Rap. And it comes with a squeeze of wiggy, wiggy.
Listen how gangster this sounds.
Listen how gangster this sounds. It's vodka with orange juice.
Jenna was gangsta. Like, is that a real thing? And why is Lala wearing a sweatshirt as a dress? Lala's just wearing this humongous sweatshirt and like kind of a dog collar thing. She's like, that's gangster.
Lala looks like she just got caught in a pirate flag. She was like running and just like wrapped around her. She's like, fine, it's my look.
Like, you're trying too hard to be nice to Stassi right now, okay? She's like, arg, am I right, girl? Yeah. Like, sometimes it hurts being a pirate girl. There's no shame in it, okay? AF.
My black pearl has been cursed. So, James is like, all right, we're going to do shots, all right? Double shots of vodka and a shot of bourbon for me, girl.
You know, some people say that I drink too much, so I've had to stop drinking, you know, but then I started eating ice cream, and, you know, Logan was trying to top me all of a sudden. I said, I'm not giving you that kind of power, so I started drinking again. The point is, I can stop whenever I want to. Easily. Easily, babe. Easily.
I'm James Kennedy. That's what I do. I stop things easily. Do you want to watch me stop a CD player easily? Watch this. Bloop. I stopped it. It's easy.
One thing I could stop easily, but I'll never stop doing, bussing tables in the middle of DJ sets. That's right. Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy. Would you like some more water? Ding, ding, dong. Gangster. Boom, boom, boom. Cap on your ass.
I could stop bussing right this instant. Easily. Easily. But I won't. I won't. I won't do it. I won't do it. Because I'm going to have shots.
Oh, jumps.
Squelches.
So he's like, let's have shots of vodka. Doubles. Fireballs. Gins, grape soda. What do gangsters have?
Like drugs, heavy drugs.
Martinellis, Martinellis for everyone.
So, James, he's like, you guys. He's like, Logan, Lala, you guys are going to think this is really cute. Raquel's moving in with me. I'm like, wait a minute. So they cut it. James is living with some fat old queen in Beverly Hills behind that screen still on the floor in a mattress. Is he just allowed to invite hoes over to move in?
Yeah, because when he said that, I was like, did he move out of his like Asian shade section, like his like mattress behind the room shade thingy?
Oh, that's some and Norwegian then they do a shade. That's some IKEA $5 shade right there.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was. I thought it was like a Japanese, like, you know, I'm sorry for actually imparting more culture to this scenario than there is. But then they show the flashback and the shade is still up. And he's like, look, I've cleared a drawer for you, girl. And someday, you can have this entire desk to yourself. But for right now, it's just a drawer. We're like Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in Far and Away. Someday. Every time I open up this third drawer, girl, I hear Enya. We have an American dream.
Oh, it's not Enya. Damn it. How many times do I need to learn that?
That is Enya, but that's not the right Enya song. It's Book of Days. It's ha, 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 da, 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 far and away. Something like that.
Oh, Lord.
I can imagine James doing Enya. I don't think he could do it. Be like, ha.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha.
Hogil. I'm going to system preferences to get that ha figured out. So,
how do you do a fade in and ya?
Logan and Lala are like, wow, draw. Raquel. Raquel, is it weird that it rhymes with suck out? We hate her. But they're just doing it with their eyes, and he's, like, insta-drunk because he had, like, grape soda with 20 shots, and he's still, like, 5 years old, so he's having a sugar crash at the same time he's having, like, a buzz, you know?
Yeah, he's like, do you have a problem with her? Do you? And Logan looks away to be like, it's too difficult to say.
Yeah. And Lala's like, honey, did you even see them at your freaking See You Next Tuesday, Taco Tuesday, Taco Bell, Smell Smell, Toddlers and Tiaras, Tractor Tuesday? And he's like, no, what'd she do? And she goes, we ate her pasta and she didn't give us permission. And now she's like gangster, like up in our faces, like slice across the face much, bitch. Okay.
So now I wasn't totally following this. I was writing it all down because it was hilarious. But so basically they ate her pasta, right? Well, they ate her pasta and Raquel got mad? It wasn't actually clear if Raquel got mad.
They're saying that she got mad because they ate her pasta. And I think they said
without her permission.
She said, do you want some pasta? And then they ate it all or something.
Yeah.
Or they ate it without her permission. And Raquel was like, You guys,
it's pasta. You never have pasta special at Sir, and you're eating all mine. Which is actually amazing now that you think about it. Remember last week on the show, we were talking about how hilarious it was the producers included this random tidbit of Sheena saying, oh, it's cool. We never have pasta as a special.
Yes, it's like that their theme now.
It was like an amazing foreshadowing for this episode. Amazing.
Yeah. It's like the dumbest show ever, but the editors really care. You know, they're like, you guys, let's weave a basket together.
They really go the extra yard. So James is like, oh, I've had enough. So he gets up to leave. And Lala's like, why? Because I told you that I ate pasta?
This is so good. He goes, oh, yeah? You think you can't be mean sometimes? You want to bully a little girl with her pasta? Poor Raquel, a more beautiful woman than you'll ever be, with or without pasta.
Ronnie, did you like how my autocorrect changed Raquel to Racket? You can see with your own eyes, right?
Well, she is in those beauty pageants.
And I was like, Raquel offered me her pasta. She was like, don't fuck with me, bitch, because I will fuck with your fat man. He's going to get bored with you and then move on to the next young, pretty blonde girl.
And then Raquel's like, but Raquel offered me her pasta.
Then he goes, fuck with me, bitch.
No, he says, don't fuck with my bitch. He's like, don't fuck with my bitch or I'll fuck with your fat man. She's getting really, really, they're all she's at this point. She's getting really, really mean to Lala. And she's like, I literally said that Racket offered her pasta. And then she started like hitting me in the balls.
I was like, you need to be really strong, Racket. She's like, don't talk about the damn pasta. Get over it. You've always been a bitch to Raquel and to pasta.
She's like, are you really saying that because I told you I ate her pasta?
Honey, you fucked the fat man, okay? You fucked the fat man. He pays for your rent. How much pasta does your man eat? I have an answer for that. All the pasta.
You learned that from your man, those bad manners, eating other people's postures. Also, James, you're fucking a fat old guy for rent, too. So let's stop pretending. And you could see that brimming behind Lala's eyes. She's like, wait a second. So you're mad that I'm fucking a fat rich guy for a Range Rover because you're fucking a fat rich guy for, like, a mattress on the floor. Let's not pretend that I can't ruin your entire game right now, fucker.
Exactly. So she's like, you know what? You can't say whatever you want. Learn your fucking place, motherfucker. Otherwise, you're going to learn real fast what when you look and I'm not there and all you see is an empty bowl of pasta.
She's like, you're going to be like the last two pieces of penne. One's going to get eaten, and then the other piece of penne is going to be like, why the fuck am I alone? And then it gets swallowed alone, James.
Well, the joke's on you, girl, because I only eat ziti. No, but just for me, girl.
Don't be such a horchetta, Lala.
You're full of bolognese. See what I did there, girl.
Why don't you go back to your pigatoni?
You're a regular puttanesca, emphasis on puta, girl.
This fall has been really strong with our pasta game, I have to say. Like, this fall on Bravo, we had it with Jersey. We had the new Real Housewives of New Jersey pasta train. We had Sheena mentioning pasta. Now this pasta, guys, our pasta game is winning. Okay. And
this was probably the most amazing pasta scene of all time, because it just kept on going, because Lala's now mad and she goes, no, how the fuck to talk to someone when they're your friend? And she like slaps the table and walks out. James is like, oh, grape soda. Am I right?
And Logan's like, oh my God, like, who am I going to talk to? Raquel, go get her. And he's like, no, I won't do it. I've got a grape soda here. He's like, get out of there. And so he's like, Lala, it's me, James.
I'm sorry.
He's like, ain't nothing but I'm not saying it, James. When I'm feeling you, when I'm feeling. So come on, Lala, finish my sentence. She's like, you don't even know the lyrics to your own song, you idiot. He's like, come on, be my friend. You're my best friend. And I'm sorry for everything I've ever done, Lala.
Yeah. She's like, I told you that I ate Raquel's pasta, and that's how you come for me. This is why we can't give carbs to the people at Sir. They just go nuts.
It makes everybody fucking crazy. If you go off carbs for a few months and then you go back on them, it feels like giving birth to like a boulder. Okay. You learn how bad carbs are. So when you see this cast lose their mind after eating a piece of bread, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, Chef Joe. I think Chef Joe actually knew what he was unleashing on this cast. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put pasta on the menu tonight. Let's see what happens to these bitches.
Like, from what I hear, the season is slow out there, so I'm going to introduce a new character, gluten. Like, you go, so, Joe.
So James has his like triumphant moment. He's like, it's not about the damn pasta. Get over the damn pasta. Read between the damn lines that are shaped like spaghetti. It ain't about the pasta. It's not about the pasta. It's not about the pasta, Lala.
Please tell me it's not about pasta.
It's about pasta.
It's about pasta.
It's not about the pasta. And then like a car shows up with wagon wheel pasta wheels. No! Raquel, why did you buy that stupid car? It was a joke. It's a joke, Raquel.
This is, pasta is just an allegory. Like, okay, just end this scene right now, sir. So speaking of, back at Sir, Sheena is delivering food to someone, and she goes, you're welcome. And how you wrote it out in your notes is just fucking perfectly literal.
Well, I have to know which sound to emphasize, because it wasn't like, you're welcome or welcome. It was like, you're welcome.
Yeah, I think there's 11 M's on this word.
Yeah.
Perfect.
You're welcome.
The words are coming out strange because I can't find my smile. So
Sheena comes up to Brittany. She's like, hey, Brett, has anybody turned in a smile?
She's like, no, honey, sorry. Have you ever had a Taco Madeira? It tastes just like the Cool Ranch.
Why would you mention Taco Madeira? So Sheena's like, were the girls talking shit about me last night at the La La Land thing that I wasn't invited to? Because a friend of my mom was there and she overheard them saying my name. And I was just like, that's sort of weird that they would say my name. I'm like, I thought we had a pact that like that Kitty would keep my name out of her mouth and I would keep her name out of my mouth. And then, in fact, I've gone like beyond that because I've kept her name out of my mouth and like all the food. So it's like not really nice.
You brought it up every scene, Sheena. Also, I love that a friend of her mom was there. That just goes to show the Taco Bell Coven's date choices. They're like, let's have a friend date at some place Sheena's mom from Azusa hangs out with.
with her friend.
Yeah, with her friend. My mom's friend was there and overheard him. He's a waiter. Maybe you've heard of him. He's from Kentucky.
His name is Chris. Hey, it's really nice. He's been to Winchester before. Have you ever been there? Oh, you're from there? Oh, my God.
And Brittany's like, have you
ever seen Primary Colors? Now, is that really about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton? I don't even know, but that Emma Thomas, what an actor.
Emma Thomas.
Hey, did you see John Travolta in Hairspray? That movie is fantastic. What happened to Reiki Lake?
I actually don't believe in hairspray because I don't believe in putting anything that has chemicals in my hair. Just like I don't believe in eating anything with claws. It's just like I have morals and values, you know, unlike Katie, you know?
I'm not talking about because she's not in my mouth anymore because who needs that? Like, mouthwash.
I mean, like, I tried to invite Robin to this group and now I feel miserable. It's like, it's Katie and Stassi and Kristen and it's like drama and he doesn't need it. And he's like way too busy and successful to deal with this shit. And I don't feel happy anymore. And they kind of took that away from me. So, like, they can think what they want, but, like, they're the ones who finally broke me. They broke me. They broke me. They killed my smile.
They broke me. Finally. They're the ones.
I'm like, finally, we're at the end of the fifth Harry Potter book.
I know.
They finally did it. Got all the Horcruxes in. I'm dead.
Mea culpa.
I don't even have a nose anymore, so good job, girls. Great job, bitches.
Yeah, I guess I can be on a farm now because I'm broken in.
Casey and Stassi took it and they twisted it and they added more information to it.
So Brittany's like,
well, I don't know that that's what they meant. Did you know that green isn't a primary color?
You can actually do things like mix blue and yellow together and it makes green. Isn't that amazing?
It's a Ziploc, okay? Like, it's like a lip lock, but, like, lip locks are gross. Everybody knows that. And, like, anybody who really loves each other wouldn't even do a lip lock. So I don't know why Katie's trying to act like my husband was lip locking with somebody else, okay? He's not yellow. She's not blue. They don't make green. They wouldn't anyway, even if they could, okay? Like, things, if they were going to save a snack, it would have air all over it because they're not going to Ziploc, okay?
Like, God, Cena, jeez.
Thank God for Ziploc because I often want to wrap things in saran wrap, but I'm like, this belongs to Sarah Ann, and I can't give it, I can't use it, so I have to use Ziploc instead.
By the way, do you want some popcorn?
That leftover popcorn from last week. So next,
I think
up,
it's got some mold. It has a big line of green on it. No, that's the Ziploc.
So next, we see Lisa on a speakerphone. Listen here. Crew of Vanderpump Rules, I want you to go in Tom Tom, which I could rename to Billy Lila at any moment. And I want you to just pile trash into the middle of the floor and let's watch Tom Tom react.
Yes, because we go into Tom Tom and the Toms walk in and like, whoa, dude, because it's just like nothing but trash into the floor. And Schwartz is like, oh, you ever step on a nail? I have. It hurts so bad.
Sweat equity, so wow.
So
wow, dude.
He's like, whoa, God, I need to put on this mask, but my breath smells like a panini. So they're talking about how they went out and got wasted, which they've done every single night since he swore that he wasn't gonna get wasted anymore, at least on camera. And he fell asleep on Tom's couch and Tom's like,
yeah, you got a text. She was like, where are you? So I sent a text of you on the couch.
And he's like, well, normally, like, I thought she was going to get mad at me, you know, but, like, she was warm. It's like, I fell back in love with her all over again. You know, she tastes really good when you dip a carrot into her. He's like, that was ranch, bro.
Oh, I've been calling that panini. That's what my breath smells like.
He got into bed with a ranch panini.
He's like, it was so warm and delicious. Like, I was expecting it to be crusty, and it was on the outside, but on the inside, it was like warm, and then like, it kind of tasted like salami. Like, I shouldn't be saying that, right? He's like, bro, that was my dick inside of a panini.
Katie says she wants me to impress her more, so I made paninis, you know, because that involves pressing, right?
I put her face in a panini maker. She's still not mad. It's like, I think it's real love, bro.
You guys, turns out you can't put iceberg lettuce in a panini press.
So Cassie, Stacy, and Cray Cray.
Taco Bell Coven.
Yes, the Coven is hanging out, and Kristen's like, oh my God, like, how's your boyfriend? Like, how's he doing? Like, have you been tracking him? Because, like, I tracked Carter. Like, he shared his location with me when he was in, like, Italy, and I was like, are you still on the course? And he's like, yeah, linking up. And I'm like, yeah, he's still on the links.
And then she just smiles at herself and, like, does the shoulder thing. Like, it was a good story. Yeah, you can admit it. Yeah.
She does that thing where she knocks herself on both sides of the head with her shoulder. She's like, yeah.
That was a funny anecdote. You got it. I'm just like killing the game anecdote again. Seriously? Seriously?
All right, guys. Now, what you guys have to do to continue this game is make some golf jokes, okay? Golf is a game.
Hole in one. Get it? So,
Katie's like, I think it sucks waking up without Tom, but, like, I think we're making progress because it's like I wasn't even teed off.
You're doing it. You're doing it. Killing it.
It was great. I just, like, woke up and puttered around. Yes!
And Stassi's like, what a loser. What does he think he's going to win husbandry by just, like, getting 0 points?
She's like, you're killing it. You are killing the game, Calvin Friends.
Well, it's just par for the course with us.
Oh, my God! Wait a minute. Rules of threes. Rules of threes. Okay, we just destroyed the game, guys. Can we start this scene again?
Stassi, you have to choose one of your golf puns, not both, okay? Seriously?
I would stick with the par for the course because, like, people like obvious things. I would just hit myself in the head with my shoulders again.
What if I say something about morning wood AF?
I don't know. I mean, is that how they used to play golf in the old days?
Katie, okay, we're gonna scrap your puttering one and give you the wood one. But I like my puttering pun.
Why is everybody puttering around?
Get out of our game, Sina.
So they're talking about. Katie's like, wow, you know,
golf. Sorry.
Good ass golf.
It's the late Sheena just yelling, golf.
I have a new career. I'm a golf singer.
I slept with Tiger Woods.
That's not a pun. You're just a whore.
Well, I think it's really not nice because, you know, golf is something that was, like, really meaningful to me at one point in my life. And, like, you guys are just, like, filling it up with rumors and bad information. Now I can't even watch golf and enjoy it anymore. So thanks, guys. You've finally broken me on the golf course. Thanks.
Does anybody have a cup? I need some water.
Oh, leave. Just go. She literally killed our game.
I fell in a sand trap.
You're not even punning. You're just being destructive.
That's just some sand. God, Katie, clean your apartment.
I love the idea of Kristen just orchestrating this, like, she's like, listen, we have a scene. There's only room for 3 golf puns. Here's how it's going to go. And it's just, like, falling apart.
She's like, I got accepted into level 2 at UCB, so kill the game.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not wedge any more golf puns in there.
You guys, just play through. So Katie's like,
how could it be rule of threes when there should obviously be 4? Seriously. Okay, I just changed the game. Okay.
It's a rule of 300s, I think. I've been to level 3 yet. I haven't finished 2 yet.
So, Spalding. Katie's
Sheena!
Like,
sorry. I'm
going to kill
you're
you.
You're trying to move on. You're trying to move on. And I'm just like, just living in this scene.
So get out of here, Dimples.
Yeah.
So, Katie, you know, like, I used to, like, get mad. Is this the part where she's like, I used to get mad because, like, Tom would get, like, drunk. And I'd be like, that is gross. Or he'd, like, cheat on me and I'd be, like, mad. But now I'm just, like, not mad. Like, that's what marriage is. And, like, we're really doing great at it. Like, great. So your yeah. husband's been drunk every night and not coming home. You're winning. You are winning, ma'am.
Yeah, that was a little later, but it doesn't really matter. It's the same stupid point anyway, whether it comes now or later. So Tom and Tom are sort of renovating, putting scraps into bags. And Ken and Lisa come by like, hello, how's Katie? I heard you got passed out. How is she? Trouble in paradise?
What a mess! Just like you, Tom Schwartzy, Schwartzy, Borty, Borty. Give me a hug.
He's like, you know what? I really don't need your advice, but thanks.
He's like, I think I need to have a talk with you.
I mean, after all, I did go up to fake Lake Tahoe for a Wednesday wedding. I'm just as betrayed as she is at this point.
I've seen a bunk bed. I have a say in this now.
Schwartzy is too old to get away with the puppy dog antics. Puppy dog, did someone say puppy dog? Puppy dog. Ken, get the... Schwartzy out of your shirt, Ken.
I'm sucking on his brain, darling. Give me a second. I'm just going to get some more spinal fluid out of this one. It'll be on his way, darling.
So Tom's like, I'm sorry, puppy dog. So, yeah, Lisa knows the puppy dog has a limit, okay? She takes the cutest dogs from the shelter, and when they're not adopted, they die. She's like,
you're at your limit at Vanderpump Pets. Tom Schwartzy, little Von Dortzy, little cutie pooty, little pooty. Pee-pee outsidey, or die-ee. Which would you prefer, Thomas Schwartzy?
Here you get a treat. It's a shot of Jaeger, shaped in the bone.
So then we cut back to the girls, and Kristen's like, oh my god, I love Brittany. So
she's I'm the best thing to happen to our group ever since they came out with vaccines.
It's like condoms tried to stifle us, but then, you know, vaccines saved us. So thank you, Brittany. So, yeah, she's like, I love Brittany, so I'm going to break her up with Jackson. I've invited her mother in town. Oh, wait a minute.
I was like, because didn't she say something like, if Brittany's mother can't persuade her not to break up with Jax, then no one can. I'm like, well, bad news. I don't think Brittany's mom is going to help in this situation. I don't see her as being a woman of strong resolve.
No, she's probably the one who hoed her out in the first place. She's like, sing out, Louise. She's like, yeah. Mama Rose from Gypsy. You think she's going to like tell her daughter to cancel their spinoff? No.
She's had four husbands. I'm not sure I'd be taking relationship advice from her at this point.
No kidding. She's like, husbands come and go. Reality shows are forever, honey. Just pray on it. Just pray on it, okay?
So are potatoes, by the way. So then we go to Gay Pride, and they're all – we see them like walking in the march slash parade, which is more of a march, and Kristen's like – we're protesting all the assholes who don't think love is love. And to anyone who doesn't believe that, love is love, suck a dick. Diana's like, no.
Well, at least she's moved on from telling people to eat them.
suck a dick, Diana.
Also, that's probably the wrong time to use that terminology. Like, you're at a gay pride parade, okay? Love is love, so we suck a dick. Get it straight, yes. Kristen.
Yeah, exactly.
So Sheena is at the restaurant, and Rob comes before the restaurant even opens because he has a job and he's working on things. Like, he has a charity. She's like, hang. Pronounce it again, because the way you wrote it is the way you pronounced it, and it's perfect. Yeah.
I wrote it capital H, capital Y, and then several lowercase I's. Because it's not just, it wasn't just, because she has different, she's like an Eskimo. An Eskimo has 20 different ways to say snow or whatever. She has 20 different ways to say hi. So sometimes she'll be like, hi. This one's like, yeah. It was like a,
this is her, I'll find my smile nervous. Soon, hi.
Yeah, like, I'm nervous. Are you coming here to break up with me or no?
Yes. So she's like, oh, my God, Rob. Have you ever seen that show Snapped? I was on it, like, the other day. Because I, like, snapped at her over there, and then I snapped at her over there, and then I snapped over her over there. And Rob goes, life is hard enough as it is. That's why you want good people in your life, you know? Like if I'm literally going to be in your life, I'm sorry to even take this line because it feels so bad when you've written them down, but it's so good.
He's no, like, they're there for you. Take them.
He's like,
say
if
it,
I'm literally going to be in your life and it doesn't work for me, then that's it. I'm like, that is so comforting, Rob. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, are you breaking up with her right now? Because she wasn't even sure. She was like, I definitely lost my smile this week. That's for sure.
And he's like, you didn't hear what I said. Yeah. He's like, you can't just like lose your smile. First of all, that's irresponsible. And I don't need irresponsible people in my life. And if you're going to be irresponsible, then that's it. She's like, oh my God, that was whammy number two. No whammies. No whammies.
Rob.
Jeopardy. Yeah, that was like not comforting at all. He's like, when I'm done with you, I'm fucking out of here. She's like, oh my God, he loves me. And then he goes, you know, people, what did he say? He goes, don't let them steal your smile. That's all people want to do. I'm like, are you trying to be positive here or not? Because first you threatened to break up with her, and now you're saying all people want to do is use her and throw her away. It's like, you're not very comforting, Rob.
I really wasn't even sure what he was saying. Well, I mean, what, like, you only want to have positive people. What was the line? It's life is hard enough as it is. That's why you want to have good people in your life. If I'm literally going to be in your life and it doesn't work for me, then that's it. I guess he's trying to say I'm in your life, so I would have been gone if it's not working for me, right? Well,
following Maybe? A sentence on Vanderpump Rules, it's like one of those quizzes where they show you words that are all jumbled up, and you, yeah. your mind can naturally read them anyway, even though all the letters are in the wrong place. You know what I mean?
I like to think of it as an E.E. Cummings poem where everything is deconstructed and the syntax is all deranged, but there's some sort of beauty in the way it doesn't make any sense. And you know that there's actually something way deeper than what you're witnessing, but you just can't access it quite yet.
Yeah, we call that a Pollock painting. They seem stupid, but at the end of the day, people pay millions of dollars for them, okay?
Like, thank you, Brittany.
It's like Roth. It's like that Rothko. You know, Rothko, you go, you look at those. It's like a thing and a thing and a thing. Yeah. You get, and you get them at Rothko too, you know, Rothko. Oh, Costco. Oh, I always thought it was called Rothko.
I definitely love that. I lost my smile. Have you seen any milk cartons? Because my smile's on the back of them. I'm wondering if anybody's called the number.
So Lala's dressed as Wonder Woman and she's like, why you do that?
And Lisa Vanderpump sees her and goes, Lala! Lala!
Lala, how have you been doing, you little whore muffin?
And Lala's like, well, you know, like, you know James?
Yes, I remember him lightly from the pizza oven, the wiggy wiggy man who was wearing some odd headphones over his eyes, that one. She's like, yeah, he was really mean to me. And, like, I'm, like, reclaiming my sisterhood, mommyhood, okay? Like, no one's going to talk to me like that. And I was like, if you ever talk to me again like that, you are done. You are done. You are gangster done. It was like capping your ass done, okay? Shoddy.
I love my hands. So people start coming in to Sir, and the girls are getting ready. There's some flower crown situation happening, and Jax is like, he basically just doesn't want to put face paint on. He like doesn't want to take his shirt off. This is at first that he doesn't want to take his shirt off. We know things have gotten really bad if he's not taking his shirt off. Yeah. He doesn't want to paint his face. And Stassi goes, Jax, I swear to God, or else I'll put you in a flower crown.
Tom's like, Jax, put your face on, stop crying, okay? Oh, Jax, put your crown on, stop crying, okay?
I like that the greatest indignity is putting on a flower crown.
And it's happening on every show this week, apparently. Oh, yeah. On Bravo. So, Sheena comes in, she's like, oh my God, you're on a flower crown. Has anybody seen my smile? And Lala's like, give me a hug. You're supposed to put your heart on someone else's heart. Hold on, let's move our implants over. Do you feel that? That's your heart.
No. Huh? Wait a second. Your heart's beating. Huh?
She's like, girl, you have lost so much weight. I'm worried about you. I was like, look at yourself. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm not worried. I'm not worried for either one of you. It's called making a goddamn effort. Welcome to Los Angeles. That's why you're still on TV, girls. Atta girls.
And she just does her whole thing again. She's like, well, I'm just having sort of an off week. I can't find my smile. And Rob is like, I don't know. Like, he's not, like, hanging around as much. I mean, I just saw him, like, 5 minutes ago. But, like, that was 5 minutes ago already. And, like, I'm like, we haven't had sex in 5 minutes. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, so I went to the refrigerator to go talk to him. And he's like, he's not here. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's not an employee either. Like, I can't find my smile. I can't find my employees. I can't find Rob. I have never even looked inside that refrigerator. Do you think my smile's in that refrigerator? Oh, my God.
He's not even emojiing me. So Lisa and Kim come by in the parade, at the bar, and Jax is just wearing a black t-shirt. Jax, there is something definitely off. I'm wondering when Jax is just going to get drug tested. Yeah. And if they even have tests for that. Like, can you test for someone, like, injecting spray paint into their veins or whatever the hell he's doing? I don't know, but he's a mess. And so Lisa and Kim come by, Ken come by, and Lisa's like, darling, thank you for making an effort on flower power vaginal pride parade, darling. And Ken's like, take your shirt off.
Take it off.
Take
it off right now.
That's the clearest thing he's ever said. He's like,
take your shirt off.
Or else I'll knock your spark out. Take it off.
Now, I'd like to introduce somebody who has been a big deal here at Sir. A very important part of our family. Sure, she keeps answering the phone by pressing the hold button, and a reservation hasn't been written down since she started working here. But her name is Billy Leela, which could be the new name of Tom Tom if somebody doesn't clean up their mess, Mr. Schwartz.
Billy Lee, a member of the trans community. And so Billy comes out. She's like, hi, I'm Billy Lee. And yeah, it was like a really big process for me to go through this. But like, I'm not, you know, it's such an honor to have like Lisa Vanderpump to support me. I'm like, no, darling, it's not about me. It's about you and how I hired you. Broken bird, so broken, she had to transition into a different bird.
Billy Lee's like, yeah, it was really hard on me, you know, because it was like really hard growing up because I was like getting bullied all the time. And then I got Lala's face and everything changed. And then Lisa's like,
exactly. My little facial bird. My little broken face and then reshaped face bird, Billy Leela.
You know, I was watching The Blue Planet 2 two nights ago, and there was a fish that was like a trans fish. Basically, there was this like, there's this big old asshole male fish who is like, I wonder which, it's basically the Jax of fish. He's like this big old Jax fish. And he gets his like to choose like who's going to be his mate. And they're all these like girl fish. They're all these like Britney fishes. And he's like, is it that one? Is it that one? I'm going to choose this one. And then there's this one fish who's just getting passed over, over and over and over again. I don't know if that's like Kristen or Katie or whatever. But eventually the girl fish, the older girl fish decides, you know what, I've had enough of this, goes into the coral, lies down for a few months, shuts off her female hormones, the male hormones take over, and she emerges from the coral as a Jax fish, and she goes, bites Jax, original Jax swims off, and now the overlooked lady, who actually really might be Diana at this point, she is now the new Jax and takes over. It was this amazing story of a trans fish that really seemed to parallel things I could imagine happening at Sir.
Except here it all revolves around a hostess stand.
Billy Lee was like under the hostess stand hibernating and came out transitioned.
Which fish is going to wipe down the menus today?
So Jax and Billy Lee start to bond. Jax is like, wow, that was really amazing. I had no idea that you're actually not a full woman. Wow, you're a trans woman. Like, wow, like trying to be something you're not. I've been like that my whole life. I'm like, Jax, please do not compare your journey to the journey of this lovely trans lady. Okay, please do not do that, Jax. He's like, I used to be a lady fish.
And Billy Lee's like, yeah, you remind me a lot of myself. I'm like, really? Girl. Just get Lola's face. Everything's going to change.
Yeah, you remind me of myself. You know, I'm able to say whatever anyone needs to hear in order to feel better about themselves. Like what I'm doing right now to you.
Jax is like the least sensitive, but I like that Billy Lee comes. He's like, God, that must have taken a lot of. And she goes, a lot of surgeries. That's what it took. But my pussy's great. He's like, yeah, well, so is mine. Wow. God, this is amazing. We're just like each other, right?
Have you ever done Reiki?
So yeah, Katie, this is where Katie, it's like they transition from no pun intended, they transition from Jax talking like this to Katie being like, yeah, I've been working on easygoing. Now that like Tom's just openly fucking people and I'm pretending not to notice, it's like it's finally working. So James and Jack.
James
is like,
yeah, James. Okay, James is wasted now. James is wasted. So we just see James go face plant, and he just like falls forward onto Jax's lap. He's just like wasted, and Raquel is like, "What? I don't get it. There's no plants." So then,
should I water the ficus, and where is that guy?
I thought I don't. Maybe my smile's in there. Can someone check the face plant?
At least your face has a plant. Mine doesn't even have a smile. So now James is wasted and he's hanging out with Logan, and they're both just really drunk, and they're kind of like hugging each other and kissing each other, like, but on the cheek. It's not like they're making out, but they're like very handsy, and I'm not going to be homophobic at all, but they are being very handsy for sure.
Yeah, well, it's that typical thing where James is like, oh, it's just my mate, Logan. We get blackout drunk, can't remember anything that happens while Rachel's gone, or Raquel's gone. Can't remember anything. My balls are empty. That's all I know. But, you know, they fill different voids in my life, you know. The point is I have a void in my life, and that's what's important here.
And Logan fills my void, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so Raquel's basically just sitting there texting while they're all over each other. And yeah. James is like, let's just call a spade a lover. You want to, you love me. You're in love with me, mate. And he's like, yeah, but like, that's true, but you're in love with me too. And he's like, I'm in love with you as my friend. And he's like, no, you're like totally in love with me. And then he starts like licking his ear or some shit. Like something right is going on.
And Raquel is just like watching it because originally James comes back to Raquel and is like, all right, I'll spend time with you now, my good friend. And then Logan just stands right over them, and James like looks up. He's like, babe, your glass has been crooked, fix them. Their prescription, he can't fix them, babe.
And as Logan stands like, above them, he goes, seriously? Like, he looks at Raquel and he goes, seriously?
Raquel's like, anywho. So he sits down, and James like, I'm never losing you as a friend, ever. Do you care about me more than anything? Do I think you're in love with men? Absolutely. You're in love with me also, so fuck off. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Logan says that. I gave Logan James's voice. And that's what you were talking about, where James is, and then James is like, as a best friend? Yes, I'm in love with you as a best friend. And Logan's like, oh, as more, as a lot more. And Raquel's like, I feel like something's happening here, but I don't really get it, so...
I think like there's something going on here. Wow, Raquel, really? Do you? Logan's got what's his buns's wiener in between his cheeks and is like grinding him up and down. Wait a minute. Then something's going on here, I think.
Do we know when my pasta's gonna get here? Cause I still haven't had it yet.
Oh my god, we have a pasta!
So, no one's really sure what's going on there, even though we're all sure what's going on there. And James, I can say this, you can do better, okay?
Yeah.
If you're gonna compete with Lala's rich fat man, here's a poor fat old man, okay? I love you. You could do better. I would slap you right upside the head, just like you need. Come to me, I'll beat you. I'll beat you and train you properly, you little puppy.
So Lisa's, you know, she's still walking around in her big pink hat because, you know, it prevents people from coming up to her, if you remember. That's her strategy.
Yes.
So, but she sees Sheena and she's like, broken bird alert, broken bird. I know Sheena so well. I see there's a fragility to her, a broken birdness to her. Let me fix it.
Diana, will you bring me the fragility tape to put it onto Sheena so that people don't herky-jerky her around in the UPS truck? Bring it over. Fragility.
So she sits down with Sheena, and Sheena's like, well, I really let the other girls like affect my relationship, and I know I shouldn't, but they do, because it's like I lost my smile and I don't know where Rob is, and like they affect me.
That's the happiest I've ever been in my entire life, Lisa. Like ever in my entire life. Remember that time that lady at my wedding got the iPod to work? Like even happier than that. Okay? Why are they trying to fuck with that? We've been perfect. Literally. Perfect.
And this is like Listen,
darling, little broken Sheena, even if this relationship with Hobbity Nobbity Dob Dob or whatever his face doesn't work out, it's not the end of the world. Face it, you still have a barker lounger with giant big gulp holders in. Like, is it really working? Is it?
Well, it's gonna work out because it's meant to be, okay? I read a fortune cookie the other night. It said it's meant to be. Well, I mean, actually, it said that, like, good things are about to happen. And so I feel like Rob is a good thing. And I feel like it's about to happen. So, like, as long as I find my smile, the fortune cookie will come true, which is like, oh my God, fortune cookies work. Oh my God, Lisa.
Have you been losing weight? Are you missing a wing? What is it, darling? I can't eat. If you're any thinner, we're putting you down. I'm going to ask Chef Joe. She's like, Chef Joe, may I have a croissant?
Rescue 911. Someone call William Shatner. We have a croissant emergency. Croissants, Jeff Joe. Croissants. No, don't put the pickled cabbage on it. Take it off. Just put some ham on there. Croissant, croissant, croissant.
Rescue 9, Jojo.
For Sheena. I don't care who this is supposed to go for. It goes directly to Sheena. Send all croissants to Sheena. Swarm, swarm.
She's like, and Sheena's like, this is delicious. It looks painful for her to eat. But she's like, look at me. I am eating. And Lisa, Lisa's like,
you're like a nervous little kitten.
It's like, Jesus, lady, you might as well just be holding a shot of death right above her neck.
Sheena, hold that sandwich up. Higher, higher. Do you see what I've done?
No.
I found your smile. Oh, my God, it is my smile. I never knew I had a croissant smile.
Oh, my God, my croissant smile is crusty. I hope I don't give it to Rob. He's going to kill me.
I'm going to eat my smile now.
The girl who ate her smile.
And the best part was in the cut to Katie being like, I'm missing a croissant. Anyone? Croissant sandwich, please. Anyone? Anyone?
I fucking love that Chef Joe gave Sheena Katie's croissant.
I'm eating Katie's smile, technically. And that actually makes my smile grow. For the first time
I was dying at that. That was the best bit of editing ever.
She was so annoyed. Where's my smile? Where's my croissants?
And Lisa's just like, wah, ha, ha, ha,
Katie. So meanwhile, it's Rob's first gay pride. Meanwhile, after all this, Rob has been sitting there in the next room. And so Sheena just cozies up next to him and is like, I'm just happier when you're around.
Yeah. She's like, got my smile back. He's like, wow, it tastes like ham. So good for you.
Is there a honey mustard on your smile?
Yeah.
So Jax is like, whoa, your feet look tired. And Brittany's like, he's just such a charmer. I love him even though he's a big dum-dum. So then James and Lala are talking, and she's like, hello, Lala. Remember yesterday when we had grape soda and didn't fight about pasta?
Listen, James, never mention my man again unless it's something positive and involves pasta, okay? Because it's positive for him, okay? I'm positive, okay?
Pasta, okay? Or nothing. And he's like, you know, you're my girl, home girl, wiggy wiggy. She's like, okay, James, whatever. So,
it's like, I'll have a lot of acquaintances, but I don't have a lot of friends, okay? So when there's drama, the circle gets awkward, girl. So you know what? When things get complicated, we gotta talk it out, and boom, it's James and Lala forever, girl.
I have pasta acquaintances. For everyone. Pasta for everyone. Family style.
Fusilli,
I have acquaintances,
girl,
and people I let fuck me up the ass when I'm drunk and pretend not to remember the next day. And since Lala doesn't hurt as bad, I shall apologize and work on my behavior. Lala!
Did you know that couscous is actually pasta? Girl.
I found my cow-cow. So basically that's it. Everybody starts partying, and then Sherry arrives. She's like, ha! Well, look at this, gay pride. What an interesting time to bring me into this show.
Well, I think it's notable to mention that when Sherry arrives, because at this point, Brittany is back at her apartment with Jax, who's taking enormous chunks out of an apple. Katie and Kristen show up first, and they're dressed literally like witches. Like, they're in black. This is like some bubble, toil and trouble shit, or toil and trouble. You know, it's like they are like, we are going to conjure up some black magic shit. And guess what? It's your mom.
Yes, pretty much. She's like, well, I hope that y'all been having fun and not sucking on any wieners, Jax. And that's pretty much it. So I cannot wait to see what happens next.
I know. Oh, my God. Such a funny episode. Every single episode of the season's amazing. This pasta shit, legendary.
Yes.
Legendary.
My God, what a show. Everybody, we are running long, as usual, with our VPR. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. This week's bonus episode is from the Boston Logan Airport, where we just yapped about every passing person and the games and all the McGillicuddies, etc. Thank you to everybody who listens to those on Patreon and supports us. And thank you to everybody who listens to this and doesn't support monetarily, but just with their ears. We love you the same.
Thanks. Tell your friends about it.
Yes. Go to watchwithcrappins.com for merch and for tickets to our live shows. And we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.